So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Oh my goodness, the police track a new lead in the Brown University manhunt. Keystone cops, you know, you got to call out cops like this in order to support good cops. You can't say, well, I support cops. Come on, Dom, all the time. No, not these cops. Not how they're handling this case and not this whole university. It is stunning, the incompetency, just the foolishness of it. All right, we'll have more on that. But first, one of our favorite times of the year, we elect the caller of the year. And this is a heated battle. We have 8 contestants this year. You can go to my Twitter at DomShow1210. Newman Price has been kind enough to set up a vast system that would rival anything we've seen in election cycles. Here to be in charge. We think it's foolproof against bots and the like, but there's a lot of politicking going on. And we wanted to give you a breakdown of where some of these votes seem to be coming from them. Let's go to Jenkintown and talk with Newman Price Waterhouse here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Newman, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. So I like what you put up on. So you're happy so far that it's one person, one vote?
I am very, very satisfied. There was one matchup that sort of popped out as being a little bit odd, so I wanted to look into that. And I ran some integrity checks, and I'm happy to say that it is... it's legit. There's a couple things that popped out. There were a couple VPNs being used, but not enough to really sway anything, even with the large number in that one matchup. And it literally, what I found was there were 3 IP addresses that popped out as being outliers. But even with those 3 IP addresses, there wasn't enough shenanigans to sway the one spread that exists in that matchup. As you could tell, there's been good participation. The voting was capped. What might be happening, I do want to tell people, because there is a discrepancy in a couple of the matchups. So you can vote for each matchup, not just one vote, period.
Right.
But what may have occurred on a couple instances is somebody spread their 4 votes across one, and then that would have capped them off on the page. But I don't believe that's the case. So, again, I don't see anything that crossed into abuse, no excessive voting, no repeat patterns. But just for the listeners or anyone that's tempted to do so, I can look at all the data and I can spot it, you know, pretty quickly if that occurs.
Now, you put up on Twitter, too, some of the, where the votes are coming from Los Angeles. The movie stars are involved in this. What movie star?
Well, that I don't know. But I can also even, hey, last night I was looking at it. I get these, it's Google Analytics, and it will tell me, like, where the votes are coming from. And I think you may not realize where your audience is, maybe listening to podcasts or things like that, because last night I saw Hawaii pop up while I was looking at some of the some of the live results. So, yeah, and obviously here in the Northeast, you know, clustered around Philly, Jersey, Kutztown popped up. Saw South Carolina. I wonder who that could have been.
Oh, that guy, right? So, yes, yeah.
So, everything appears to be, legit. You have a good spread across, cell networks. I think yesterday Ashbourne, Virginia was brought up, but that's actually a known cell carrier. I believe that's actually AT&T and Sprint. So if that pops up, that's not abnormal.
Henry, do you hear this, how thorough this is?
Yeah.
You Russian bots, you're out. Go back and drink your vodka. You're not getting through this time.
Why is Newman Price not in charge of our elections?
Yeah, why? Yeah, any who wanted to be in charge of the midterms here.
Yeah, well, you know what? It might actually work out for everyone's benefit if that's the case.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I tried to think it through, you know, because I didn't. You can't completely, block an IP. There are ways around it with the VPNs and things like that. However, I wanted to put in things like timestamps and how frequently the IP address. May have done rapid succession, but everything really appears to be, quite legit. So,
good stuff, Newman. Thank you as always, and particularly your event page. We really appreciate that. You had two of mine up, two out of two, so I certainly do. Where do we find you on Twitter? Where do we go on Twitter?
The handle's actually Shields High. That's actually an old Opelka line, Testudo, Shields High. So that's Twitter or NewmanPrice.com, either or.
All right.
I'm pretty active across all socials. And you guys need anything, you just let me know.
We will, Newman. Thank you. If we don't talk, have a great Christmas. Thank you very much for doing this.
You as well. You as well, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Newman. All right, Henry, where are we now in the caller of the year?
I'd say voting has largely stayed the same, at least
okay.
The margins. There's been a few votes trickling in over the last hour, but nothing of note.
Remember, we got some big contestants there, so it looks like if it holds, it would be Drew versus Gary of Newtown.
Yeah.
And it would be David of Lexington versus Joe of Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Intense.
Still got time, though. Still got time. It's 1 o'clock Friday.
1 o'clock Friday. So you still have time to get people legitimately to vote for you. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get to you. We're going to talk at 2:30 with Senator Dave McCormick, really in the center ring. Now Republicans have... passed some version of health care, but four have gotten a discharge to get the big vote on Democrats going along with Brian Fitzpatrick or some bill like that, and two other Pennsylvania congressmen and Lawler from New York. I'm going to ask that about that. I mean, this undercuts the Republicans. Notice Democrats voting in lockstep. Henry, if you take a look at that, too, one Republican voted against. I don't think Fitzpatrick. I don't know if they're saying who the Republican was. It was 208-1. And it was a Republican who voted against. All Democrats voted, of course, in lockstep against the bill that basically would give money back to the people, not the insurance companies. All right. So this is coming to a head. It looks pretty clear that by Friday, we're not going to have a health care bill. As they leave town, or tomorrow, if they leave tomorrow, it's not going to happen. Where does that leave us? Well, it'd be interesting to hear what the president says tonight. I'm sure he's going to go after the insurance companies, and rightfully so. That is a no-brainer. But what do you do to close this gap? Is it true that Democrats caused this? They're the ones that put the expiration date on this. Yes, they did. But remember the media battle you're fighting here, the battle for hearts and minds. And I'm clearly not thinking we're doing very well at winning this. If you want to think that we are, I think that you're mistaken. The other thing that we've churned up here, though, just a perfect example of what places like Jersey do. Medford and Medford Lakes voted, even though it was close, for Mikey Sherrill. Now at last night's town meeting there, and we're going to try to get him on, they had raucous time because they're told they have to have build 800 homes to accommodate 171, subsidize them, that will be smaller, affordable homes in Medford. 800 more homes in Medford? You got to be kidding me. Isn't that open space, Medford, at least how I perceive it, right? Well, why did you vote for Mikey Sherrill? She's on board with this stuff. She's the architect. She's rabid. Jack Cettarelli would have fought it to the death. We're going to see this over and over and over again. And we're going to see it heading into the midterms. You know, have they gotten enough of attacks on Trump? No, they're going to be more and more intense. I don't know if they'll carry into 2028 getting at Trump. But in 2026, they're going to be even more rabid. What is the Republican counter that's going to drive voters out? What is it that's going to get them fired up to come out and do this? Trump's got to start it by getting that deep base, the reluctant voter. He's got it better than anybody. Yeah, we would do it for you, Mr. President. You're not on the ballot, so we're not voting. Isn't that what they're saying? I mean, it's essentially, it's madness. I haven't addressed, I did yesterday, Susie Wiles. I agree with Scott Jennings on this. Last night, he did it masterfully on CNN saying, you really think the MAGA people are caring what she said? And he said she offered an opinion on some things there. Trump realizes the value of this woman, how she, I think he respects her, listens to her to some degree, which is incredible, given that he's been successful going his own way. We know the whole thing. But everybody needs somebody that tells him, hey, buddy, you're over the line now. I have Roe. If you have somebody in that capacity, it's golden. If you don't, I always think you're going to end up badly. All right, right now, though, not a moment more. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is right. Before I tell you the prize, remember every day we are thrilled that Money Melody is brought to you by NavyLigPhilly.org, NavyLigPhilly.org. If you've been in the Navy, any military, contact these guys. You'll want to be part of all the great stuff they do to support efforts. Well, I mean, it was, you're going to be hearing some of the interviews I cut at the Army-Navy game with them. The stuff they do, and the bottom line is the number of young people that want to join the Navy. It's really taken off, maybe more so than almost any branch. All right, we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports Put to Music, Saturday, February 21st at 8 p.m. at the Broadway Theater of Pittman. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. All right, Henry.
All right, Dom. So today on the side question, we're asking for something that used to be considered scandalous in a sense, something right. that is, was scandalous, yeah. but now is more commonplace. And I feel like back in the day, a lot of the things that were considered scandalous ended up being in music.
Yes.
One example being the Kingsmen's version of the song Louie Louie. They recorded it in Portland, Oregon in 1963, a famous session because it was a one-take, low-budget recording. And in this recording, the microphone was a little too high above the lead singer's head, so he had to, like, shout into the microphone during this performance. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, one take. This is all they had. So one take, he's shouting into the microphone above him. And because of that, the lyrics in it are kind of garbled. So then someone starts the rumor that, hey, this version of Louie Louie, it's dirty. This something needs to be done about this. So right. the FBI investigated the song for 2 years to try and figure out whether or not there were dirty lyrics in the song. After the 2-year investigation of, you know, they'd slow it down, they'd speed it up, they'd play it backwards, every which way. They found out, like, no, the lyrics are just garbled. So I'm going to play you a cover of Louie Louie today. I don't want to say much about it, except this person, when they were alive, they had a fair bit of controversy in their life, doing drugs at work. I feel like that's something that wasn't, that's very scandalous then and is very scandalous now. You're not supposed to do drugs at work. Well, this guy and his co-workers would. So I'm going to play you this version of Louie Louie, this very famous version. I want to know who's singing it. Did drugs at work, Tom. Scandalous.
All right. It's, hit us with that, and you're off to see the scandalous Joe Conklin. No. 855-839-1210. Hit us right now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, no language, no country today.
Whew. No.
All right, that's good. Let's hear the clue.
Hello, hello.
All right, let's go to Lou. I don't know if I can go to Lou in Mount Laurel today, given the Mount Laurel decision. The first case, when I went to Rutgers Law School at night, they were deciding. Who knew some days all that legal expertise, Linda Kearns, would come back and aid me in attacking Medford today. Notice all the terms I threw around.
Yeah,
Mount Laurel doctrine. Your Honor, declaration, adjudication. Let's go to Lou in Mount Laurel. Hey, Lou, who's singing the song today?
Is that John Belushi?
All right, it is John Belushi. And Henry, who were you texting with that guessed it and you said maybe? That was a nice play by you.
Oh, that's Guy.
Oh, it was Guy Shiraki.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, John Belushi, all time. All right, what is Belushi's best bit? There's only one.
Blues Brothers?
That's the biggest you would know, but smaller. He didn't do anything like a movie or whatever. It's cheeseburger, cheeseburger. I love it when he and Aykroyd, they're in a restaurant, you order. All right, now here's what I want on this steak, and I don't want this, that, and that. And he just turned cheeseburger, cheeseburger. If you've never seen the bit,
I'll look it up.
I interviewed Aykroyd a couple of times, and he was not as wild as he was in some of the stuff they did there, though. But what a great foil to Belushi.
Yeah.
Those two have to be in the Mount Rushmore of Saturday Night Live. I don't know who else I would put on there, but
Chevy?
kind of a bit. Chevy Chase strikes me as kind of cranky. You know what I mean?
Very cranky.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the biggest ass in the business.
We heard that about Kelsey Grammer or Dom, don't go too hard, but he wasn't like that at all. It was, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, watching him go like this eating the French fries at Mulligan's. That's one of my top 10 talk radio experiences, watching that. Then we have to bring him in through a back door, almost take the doors off so many people there. He may be appearing again. He might be on soon. Our guy's working on it. All right, 855-839-1210. Congratulations to Lou. We're going to talk with Senator McCormick. And I did see this, Henry, but thanks for sending. He and Fetterman put out a joint statement praising the fact that the Senate has just voted to let whole milk be back in the schools. You know, how many years have we gone through this with kids that are overweight? All right, Dom, it's the Christmas season, Grace and all that stuff. Not due to their fault, not the fact that they haven't run a block in 40 years, you know, that type of stuff. So other kids can't drink whole milk. Now, I'm going to ask them about chocolate milk, of course. Oh, the other side gets nuts on the chocolate milk stuff. Can't have that either.
Ugh, man.
I haven't noticed it recently. We used to make a really big deal out of it. It was stunning when you looked at kids in the second or third grade 10 years ago versus 20 years ago. It was noticeable how many kids were obese or just out of shape. I haven't noticed as much of it with RFK Jr. focusing. I think it's still there, though.
Definitely.
I think it's still
it's too early to think that much change.
Yeah. So whole milk back in the schools. But we'll talk to him about health care. These four Republicans, I think, led by, Lawler in New York, but three of them, we hope to have McKenzie on, maybe. Ryan McKenzie, Bresnahan, and Fitzpatrick going with the Democrats, going rogue. Hakeem Jeffries, discharge position to force a vote. And the Democrats want three more years of Obamacare to have any kind of an agreement in the House. Now, I think McCormick's going to say, the Senate's not going to pass that. So it's a moot point. Will anything pass at this point? How does that go? And I'm going to ask him what areas he hopes the president gets into tonight. I think Matt Rooney laid it out very well in his own way, talking about despite all that we've done, I realize the clock is ticking on us. It's on us to move the ball forward. We think we may have had some seminar callers here. I should have gone to, I really wanted to get in. I was building up to this one guy calling. Well, how would you define affordability? Come on. Are you really going to go down this path? Realize half this battle is perceptual, but a lot of it is there are people that are barely getting by. They're not seeing life move forward for them. You're just going to dismiss them? Isn't that what Biden did? I'm looking at a poll today that's complete. I think it's completely off, but I get it after saying that. Saying that on the economy, Trump is only 1 point better than where Biden was in the estimation of Americans in Biden's lowest time. Now, that's ridiculous. Trump has done a much better job on that. But that doesn't mean that's not what people are feeling at this point. And the word of the year is affordability. That's all the Democrats have. That's what they're going to run on. You hear it all the time. And Matt Rooney today broke it down very well. It's the head and the heart around health care is critical. That doesn't mean I'm giving a pass, though, to Brian Fitzpatrick. I just think he's completely out there with his health care plan. We may never hear from him again. That's okay. I have to accept it. Not going to pull punches completely on this. And if any of this moves forward or damages Republicans, then it might be hard to tell people to vote for him. I just imagine that dilemma. That's the last seat. We're looking at maintaining the majority. Oh, God. You know, what are we saying? You still got to maintain the majority. We'll have to live with it. But I'm convincible on this. And McKenzie is in a tough race. I get that. In Lehigh Valley, they're going to go all out to defeat him. We hope to get him on. Why go this way, though? Why undercut Mike Johnson on this? Is that going to help them that much? All right, here's how you get in. Dave McCormick next, and he's right in the center ring here, whole milk and all. Oh, let me play you. Do we have time? Well, you know what? I'll play it in at some point. Fetterman today talking about we need to make sure immigrants have the kind of values that are compatible with our values. Fetterman. How can we be critical of the two of them being unified on this? Fetterman is saying a lot of the right things. Yesterday, he was referenced by Scott Jennings saying, hey, I was in the intelligence meetings. These drug boats are carrying drugs. That's coming from the Democrat Party leader, Fetterman. So why are we still debating it? Because what else do Democrats have? You have Mark Kelly saying, well, why are we saying this is making America safer? They're just bringing cocaine to America. Oh, just cocaine. Now, Mark, would you join me then? Let's hit the cartels in Mexico. Let's take them out with drones. Would you? No, I'm not on board with that. All right, we'll talk to Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick next. First, though, let's talk about feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season with Rescue. That feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements, so you feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com, call on res-q.com product consultant. You do that at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Season.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, big issues, big guest. Guy that's had a brilliant year, first year as a senator, not a backbencher. We talked about that during the campaign. Senator Dave McCormick joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, let's get started with the big stuff. Whole milk is back.
How about that?
Yeah.
I was so happy to see that. And I just put out a joint statement with my fellow Senator John Fetterman. And we're delighted. We toasted each other with whole milk today.
Did anybody vote against it?
Initially out of committee, and they did. Yeah, there's definitely people who are opposed to it. But, Senator Fetterman has been a strong proponent, and I had been. And we finally got it across the president's desk today.
Let's talk about the president tonight. What is it you're sensing we may hear, and what do you hope he'll talk about?
You know, I had a chance to join him when he went to Scranton last week, and I had a chance to talk to him a good bit because I flew up with him. And listen, I think he wants to take stock. And what has occurred over the last year has been remarkable in terms of a president living up to his promises. Secure the border, stop the flow of fentanyl into our communities, unlock energy, a path to energy dominance, bringing law and order to our cities, to our streets, and building an economy for working families. And you know, I think the president will say we inherited a big mess with the Biden economy, that we've made enormous progress. Inflation's down, real wages are up. But there's a lot more work to do to make sure that this economy works for working families. I think that'll at least be part of the message. And I think the president can legitimately say he made a lot of promises and he delivered on many of those promises, unlike anything we've ever seen.
I'll get to healthcare in a moment, but I noticed this with VP Vance, or maybe I really put a star next to it. He kept on talking about a lot of these things with the big, beautiful bill, and you deserve a lot of credit on choice in there, second to none, are going to happen soon in tax season. And tax season, that means not the spring, but in the wintertime, you know, post-January, Americans are going to start seeing that. Is that a timeline that you think people are going to see?
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the tax, the Working Families Tax Cut Act, was designed specifically to put money in the pockets of working families. So you had the extension and they made permanent the 2017 tax cuts, but you also had no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. You have a child care tax credit. You have a child tax credit. So all those things add up in very meaningful ways. If you're a family that, you know, makes $55,000 a year, you're going to see several thousand dollars more in your pocket this year than you did last year based on those that tax bill. And that's a big deal for people that are living paycheck to paycheck. And so I think that's what the president's going to talk to. And that's what J.D. Vance was referring to as well. There's lots of good stuff happening. The other thing that's happening is the economy, I think, is going to see a strong start to the year. I think the first two quarters are going to be good because some of the other things in the bill were accelerated depreciation, so incentive for more capital. And you've got these deals that President Trump and his team have done around the world where you got trillions of dollars of investment. You know, Dom, you and I have talked. We got a lot of that coming to Pennsylvania for energy and data centers and things like that. So there's a lot of wind in the sails of the economy that I think we'll see next year. And there's going to be extra money in the pockets of working families that I think they're going to be able to point to and say, hey, that's the result of this this legislation, the Workers' Families Tax Cut Act.
So we have now on health care, the thing that's difficult, four Republicans, three of them from Pennsylvania and then Lawler from New York, voting with Hakeem Jeffries, discharge 3 years of extending Obamacare, which I assume in the Senate there is none of that, even close to that. What's going to happen in the remaining days then, if anything?
You know, I'm not sure is the honest answer. Okay. I mean, you got to start with this thing by saying the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, has been a disaster. I mean, legitimately, the goals were affordability, so lower prices, lower cost, access, and quality. And here we are 15 years later, we're three times more expensive per person, Dom, than any other developed country in the world. We got 25 million people who don't have access to health care, and the quality is very, very mixed. We have the highest infant mortality rate. We, you know, our lifespan for a male adult in America is 75 years. It's 85 in most developed countries. So this, so our healthcare system's failing. So that's number one. But it doesn't matter that our healthcare system is failing if you're a Republican or a Democrat, because we got to fix it. And we're in the majority, so we got to do things to fix it. So there's sort of a short-term question and a long-term question. Long-term question, we need a lot of reforms that bring transparency, that bring competition, that put the money back in the hands of the consumer. And then the near-term question is, what are we going to do about these COVID subsidies that were put in place? And, you know, while I've got good respect and regard for my three colleagues, I understand why they're doing this, because working families, you know, are really going to suffer if those subsidies go away. But we can extend those subsidies for 3 years. They allow for people that are making $500,000-$600,000 a year to get health care subsidies. There's enormous fraud in the system. So what I've been saying and what's being considered within the Senate is a plan that would cap income, something like more like $200,000 a year and have a minimum requirement, a monthly requirement of $5. The reason that's powerful, that is a way that you can say that people are actually signing up for it and it's not some sort of fraud, and have that extension be a much lesser time. And then, of course, there's another part of this was a discussion about health savings accounts, which would put the money, and that's the thing the president's been advocating. I'm very sympathetic to that. Put the money in the hands of the people, not the health care insurers. So there's a lot of ideas bouncing around. I'm not optimistic it's going to happen this week. I think it's very possible it could happen early in January, but I'm worried about it because there are a certain subset of Pennsylvanians that are really going to get that are you know, living on the edge that are going to get banged up if these subsidies go away.
If it doesn't happen by the end of the year, they're right. We're on the same page with this. Then people are taking their health care for a year. What could be done about that if you did something in January?
Well, there might be ways to extend the period with which they could sign up for new plans. There's been some discussion of that. So there is some question of whether legislation that was passed in January could actually be implemented, or how much of it could be implemented in January versus and then in 2026 versus 2027. So I've seen a number of different proposals. There's a lot of people working on it, but you know, it's very controversial. And the reason is, it's such a mess. I mean, these were subsidies that were put in place during COVID.
Let me ask you, would you possibly go, and I know it's put on the spot, if it's right on some of these things, for a year extension of Obama's subsidies?
Well, probably not a year. Probably not a year. A year is sort of you almost the moment you get done with it. Whatever it is, I think it's got to be 2 years. I'd be very reluctant to just do an approval of the existing subsidies. And the reason is, I just feel like it's a complete waste that people that should have never received the subsidies, but received them only because of COVID, would be getting this money. I think it's, you know, when people sent me and others to Washington and said, hey, you got to start minding the store to make sure we're not wasting money. It's this kind of thing they're talking about. So two things could be true. These subsidies are incredibly wasteful, and that for a certain subset, if we take these subsidies away, it's really going to hurt them. And so what I want to do is try to be much more surgical and protect the people that really need the help and make sure that we don't have fraud in the system or people with high incomes are getting subsidies.
Even the $200,000, I got to tell you, my feeling with listeners, et cetera, that's too high. Fitzpatrick's $225,000. $500,000 is out of the question. I think it's got to be lower than that. The people that we're trying to shield here, but $200,000, you know, a lot of other people feel they're paying for this, and that's unfair. That's too high.
Yeah. So I hear you. You're right. And you know, where that balance will be is an open question. But I think we can all agree that $5,000-$10,000 a year is absolutely absurd.
Now, John Fetterman too, and the relationship you two guys have is perfect. You're still sticking to what McCormick ran on. He's sticking to Fetterman, but you're sharing the whole milk thing we talked about. My friend Scott Jennings last night on CNN, when we were talking about the Venezuelan drug boats, talked about Fetterman, unimpeachable source. He's on the intelligence, got the intelligence, verifies. Yeah, we know that's what they're doing. They're bringing cocaine into the country.
Yeah, he and I sat next to each other in that briefing. And I, you know, I came away from it thinking very impressive discussion of the targeting of the cartels, the fidelity of the intelligence, the confidence that's what we're doing. And listen, Dom, you had me on your show a bunch of times during the campaign. We talked about this. I always said this is a war. 100,000 people a year, 4,000 people in Pennsylvania, the president has just declared fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. The reason is it's so concentrated that very little bit can kill hundreds, thousands of people. And I always said in the campaign, we got to stop the flow of fentanyl into our borders, across our borders. And I always said we should use our military selectively to target these cartels, which are truly narco-terrorists. And that's exactly what the president's doing. And I applaud him for doing it. And, you know, I sat down with a bunch of fentanyl parents lost a kid during fentanyl, from fentanyl, you know, over the last few years. And I got to tell you, after you hear those stories about this fentanyl laced into marijuana or kids taking it without even knowing it, you realize that you want to do anything we can to stop it. So I think the president's doing a great job, and I gained further confidence by listening to the Intel brief.
For you, looking toward the new year, what's the next thing that Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick, is concentrating on?
You know, I'm going to send out an update early next week, and it's going to be something that I don't think you've seen very often, which is a report, like a shareholder report. When I was a CEO, We had to give a report every quarter. We had to give a report every year. What did we do relative to what we promised? Where did we fall short? What were the mistakes? What were the learnings? You know, accountability, transparency. So I'm gonna do that, and I'll be interested to get your feedback on it when I send it out. But in that, I sort of lay out some of the things for the future. And the one thing that is very much on my mind, I think it's tough to get done, but I think it's worth it, is permitting reform. Permitting reform will unlock hundreds of billions of dollars. It's one of the biggest obstacles to getting capital and shovels in the ground in Pennsylvania for natural gas, for data centers, for nuclear, for solar. You know, I'm in favor of all forms of energy. I just don't want the government to subsidize them. And so permitting reform is a big deal. I'm on the Energy Committee. It comes through Energy and Public Works, so it's got joint jurisdiction. Shelley Moore Capito, who's the chairman of Public Works, is from West Virginia. She's a good partner. So next year, to get permitting reform before the midterms would be a great success. I think it's tough to get done, but I think there's a path.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you for a great year, and thanks for coming on, and have a great Christmas.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas to you, Dom. Happy New Year, and talk to you in the new year.
Thank you. Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. Henry, you're going to think I'm really nuts, but I say that at least once a show. I love what Pete Hegseth is doing. Can you take a look at the graphic there on Fox and they see the line of the dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base? Take a look at the president right next to him. Saluting is Pete Hegseth. Do you see a difference between Trump and Hegseth?
He seems a little more regal, professional about
Well,
his
take
stance.
A look at the dress.
I have a different. We don't have Fox News in here.
Oh, what the heck's going on here?
I don't know. It's been like that for weeks.
All right,
now.
The president has the overcoat on. It's cold out today.
It is cold.
Hegseth has just the suit on.
Oh, just the suit. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And somebody else does in that line of doing this. I think it looks better. I'm always more. Yeah, but come on, it's cold. You know how I hate the gloves. I hate the gloves in this situation. All right, the Hegseth just has his suit on in the review. Small thing. I think the suit always looks better.
I like the overcoat.
Oh, God. I hate
the gloves. I've never owned one.
I hate the overcoats.
The gloves, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay. In this setting. Much. Yeah, and there's another guy in there, too, that just has a suit on. And the military just has their uniform on. They don't have overcoats over it. Just a small thing. I'd like to see everybody in a suit.
It's our nation's no, finest, our toughest.
Exactly. No, Hegseth looks good in this. 855-839-1210. Lightning round next.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT on demand. On demand. Free speech in Philly on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. 1210. WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Oh, man, more trolling. The Trump administration has put a plaque up right outside the Oval Office saying Sleepy Joe Biden was by far the worst president in American history, an official plaque.
Jeez.
I don't know. Buchanan, Biden. We're going to discuss
Warren,
that tomorrow.
Gamaliel Harding.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to Claudio. Does he have something on the side on Talk Radio 1210? Hey, Claude, what's your side today?
The side is simple. What used to be scandalous and no longer is teenage or unwed pregnancy.
Okay, definitely. It may have gone down a hair or so.
I feel like after Teen Mom got off the air,
it
died down again.
Yeah, it did. Stephen Bordentown, what's yours, Steve?
Mine is tattoos. Years ago, you know, if you were in the service or something, you would have them. But now they got them all over the place. Everybody has them. You get them on your neck, and my dad used to call them salary caps. And it's just, it's ridiculous. They're all over. They're on their ears, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh,
even though I have them,
yeah,
he told me from the elbows up, you're okay. And that's what I did. But he nailed it when he said it. I don't know what these kids are thinking.
Thank you. Salary caps. Dad, I loved it. Yeah,
I'm sure he got it from his dad a few times.
Right, like. But then his salary cap, but he said, oh, what the hell. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David.
Hey, Dom, real quick, I'll tell you this. My property taxes actually went down last year 1.7%. So y'all come on down here.
Yeah, your voters are certainly coming out for you. So you're running on that platform, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
What's yours today?
And I'll tell you, I'm all about the whale's tail. So if you have a whale tail, come vote for David. My side answer is Snoop Dogg. This guy used to be like, nobody's seen as filthy. Now you got little old ladies saying to shizzle.
Yeah, and he's pals with Martha Stewart.
Exactly.
Go figure in America. You know, that might be Odd Couples. Put that down as a sign at some point. Joe and Exton, Talk Radio 1210. Joe, what's yours?
Hello, Dom. After I present my answer, I have a comment. In the late 19th century, women were discouraged from composing classical music. And this discouragement continued until the 1930s with the appearance of the Boulanger sisters with classical music in France. And this trend of women in music continued and grew until now, where women are encouraged to become directors of orchestras. Now, for my comment, this is a comment on some of our callers. The Earl of Tacconi's answers are far-reaching and all-encompassing. Robert of Bensalem's answers are a result of a duly thought-out process. Leslie and Bryn Mawr, her intellect is outstanding and inspiring. And Joe of Exton's answer are the epitome of a guru.
God. All right, Henry, we're really low on time. Yeah. Get it down to Zoe.
Extra 30 seconds here, so we got some time.
Okay.
The three I liked today were Chris and Malvern's answer of the wearing the dirty uniform in public.
Oh, yeah.
I also like Stephen Bordentown's answer of the tattoos of the salary caps, and then just right there. Women
classical All right, music. Sean, did you have somebody out of those three?
I got to go. Me and Henry almost got identical ones as well. Like, I'm going to have to go with, but I like Joe with music lyric censorship. Okay. And then I also still like Steve with tattoos.
Usually I would go with Joe. That was just a brilliant call. But Chris and Malvern, I think, got it today perfectly. The military uniforms and not
the irk in his voice. He's still upset.
Yeah, it was very specific. All right, let's give it to him tomorrow. Big show already. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.